I mean, perspective could be a topic where we're talking basically the idea of like kind of what we've talked about, how you can give the same exact circumstances to two totally different people, and one is going to see the problems in it, and the other is going to be like, this is awesome. And then the same exact circumstances. And who's going to thrive?
I love
Probably.
it. That was a great opener. Welcome to
Was it?
Flow Getter Podcast. Yes. And you heard it here first, people. Two people, same circumstances, different perspectives. What happens to them? Let's find out on the podcast today. Oh, all right. So today we are talking about that very thing. So tell me more, Erica. I want to hear, like, you've got two people with pretty similar circumstances. Some people are going to say it's their human design, which is like a form of astrology, or their numerology, or their Enneagram, or whatever. Nature and nurture, things happen to them. And ultimately, but they both have the same moment, and one person's like, bam, and the other person's yay, or they're neutral, right? They're just, it doesn't affect them. So what do you think is it that people just aren't even aware that they have a choice, or are they just kind of locked into their thinking, or even when people are having their thinking, they think they can't get out of their thinking? What's going on there
What's
with
happening?
humans? What's happening with the humans today? Discuss.
Okay, oh my gosh, I love this topic. So I'm wondering if, I'm thinking it has mostly to do with expectations and perspective, like basically. So, okay, here's an example. My last birthday, okay, so every birthday prior to this last one, in some way, shape, or form, felt like a letdown. Yeah.
Mew.
It's because I was it, there was all this expectation and like ex internal excitement around what the birthday should look like and what it's supposed to be and who's going to reach out and who's, you know, like how many whatever how many people are going to wish me, oh, I don't know, like not
Yeah,
like
no,
those
if
specific
people
thoughts,
do
but
zero, you do feel bad. Like you need
right.
some level. If it has
Just
to beat the
one.
radar somehow.
Just
Just
something.
one.
But what I realized was, so this last birthday was probably the lowest key birthday I've had in memory that I can even think of on purpose. And it's because I decided that it was just going to be like every other day. Like every day should be my birthday, and every day should not be my birthday, kind of thing, you know?
Ooh, the paradox.
Yeah, it should like every day should be a celebration of me that I create. And so it's kind of the thinking I had. So I kind of treated it as like every other day, which every other day should be just as awesome in my book.
Right.
So when I went into the birthday with that attitude, I mean, I'll tell you what, I got the fewest amount of texts. I got the fewest amount of kind of fewest recognitions or whatever, however the word, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
And I was the happiest. It's because my expectations were so low, the bar was so low. And yet it was the greatest birthday. It was like it was just so it was perfect. And so my perspective had shifted. And I'm also thinking of, I know that there was like a book and also a movie based off the book made about the happiest people in the world.
Oh,
And
yeah.
that right. Yeah, and how they, I think there was some family in India, they kind of, or somewhere in Asia that was dubbed among the happiest, and they literally lived off of like $2 a day and like a tent. Yeah, and the dad was like a, he basically, I don't even know, but anyway. And to my, in my American brain, I'm like, how? How is
How's that work? Yeah.
that? How? Yeah. But I also understand that there's a totally different expectation. There's a totally different perspective. The guy that they interviewed, who basically made $2 a day, was like, I've got a healthy family. I've got constant love from the family. I'm like, this is my happy place. This is why I'm happy. And I'm like, this guy puts emphasis and value on these things that maybe the wealthiest person in the world might not put, you know, wealthiest financially, may not place the same value on those things or the expectations or even, you know, in a whole different sphere. And so when your expectations are wherever they are and your day-to-day stuff doesn't meet those things, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to be bummed. Even if you look around and in the physical, your physical environment is saying, but you have all these things. And even if you have all these people in your life, you can be the loneliest person in the world and have like 500 people surrounding you that maybe are trying to love you and you're just not letting it in or whatever,
it
is.
It's so crazy because there are people that are, don't have maybe the looks, the money, the whatever, and they're like totally joyful and making it happen and have lots of friends and have meaning in their life and that kind of thing. And, you know, we know the opposite is totally true. Why do you think people don't, like, I was thinking about, well, two things. One, I feel like people don't realize that the hole that they're trying to fill is more of a spiritual self hole. Like, you know, it's a source size hole. it's a big hole. So pretty much anything you throw in there is just not going to fill it. But it's not to say you have to be focused on spirituality. It's more of realizing that, like, meaning, love, connection, purpose, the sense of knowing yourself, all that kind of stuff is what fills that up. And then I totally forgot what else I was going to say, but
<It'll> come back.
But yeah, because I'm also related to goldfish.
Right? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts around the idea of like focus, like small versus big? I guess. Okay. I'm going to say a statement. I want to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay.
So my thoughts are, I think a lot of times we feel disappointed. Like, let's say we have this goal in mind, this thing, and we're focused on this thing that's out there. And there's this pathway to get there. But we like, we're so focused on this that we forget to like enjoy the this part.
Yes.
And this keeps moving out. And we're wait for me. And so we keep getting disappointed because the thing is outside, feels outside of us.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are we are completely conditioned from birth, and it's not our fault. Animals look at their adult parents and go, it's smiling. I got to do whatever, like they're loving me. I'm going to do whatever it is to, because that equals survival, right? Like if they hold me and they're happy and I'm getting fed, I'm going to do. And so that's pre-verbal, pre-conceptual. Like you just marry that together, please the outside world, survival happens. And then as you get older, you know, teenagers are not doing that because they have the luxury, because usually their parents are paying for their life. And so they can be like, yeah, I'm going to go against the grain and whatever. And then the rude awakening comes in when college is over and the parents have stopped the money. And they're like, oh God, now I can't be all contrary and I have to feed myself and all this stuff. And or, but they've been conditioning to the outside. And even when they're teenagers, they still want their friends to, they want to fit in with the friend groups typically. I'm not saying this is everybody, but that's pretty natural. So it's like, we're just conditioned biologically. So I think part of it is we're fighting biology. And then on top of it, the culture. And then if your culture is not teaching you, like those cultures, maybe, you know, I don't know this for sure, but perhaps if you live in Tibet or other cultures that are a little less American and Western and focused and what we're focused on, they maybe have a different perspective on their spiritual stuff. So they're sort of focusing on their, what they're grateful for. I know I don't say grace before dinner. I don't go, oh, thank you so much. And sometimes I remember and I'm like, oh my God, yay, food. And, you know, even if it's just a can of beans, I should be like, I have a can of beans. It's amazing. You know? And I think Einstein said it something like you either behave as everything's a miracle or nothing is.
Yeah.
I was like, and I don't know about you, but I want to be that person. I just want to be like, it's amazing. Or it's a pen. Like a pen is kind of amazing if you think about it, right? Like, wow, like I can write stuff and then like I don't have to do anything. Like I just do it. I don't have to dip, but I don't have to find an owl and then take its feather out and then all that. It's just right here for me.
Squeeze the blood of an animal in order to get the
Yeah, exactly. Find an octopus, and which I would never do. But you know what I mean? So it's sort of like I'm not living that way, but when I do, my life becomes magic, and
That's
it's
awesome.
literally the secret. Like if you want to change the thing, but keeping those perspectives when Monday morning at 11:30 happens or something, you're just like, oh, you know. So what are your thoughts on maintaining that and forcing yourself to bring your perspective back and expectations too? Because I know that there's that's kind of woven in there. It's that's like a whole other track too. If you just expect it to be like, I don't care. I expect myself to have a good day. And if I don't, I totally accept that I still have life and that's okay. Right. But everyone wants it to be like, you know.
Yes, you're
Okay.
right.
Yeah.
I think I've noticed that I in the past have gotten in trouble when I look at the bigger the thing that I look the thing that feels bigger, like the milestone type things, it feels like there's a bigger expectation behind that stuff. And when I think about reality or the way that life actually works, those milestone-y things really only last like that, if that, like I can't even measure how tiny they are. Like, for example, a wedding. Okay, think about how long you live a life, but how long does the actual wedding last? How often do people talk about the actual partnership or the relationship over the wedding?
Oh, yeah.
When there's like excitement involved, or having a baby. Oh, great, like the pregnancy happens and everybody's talking about the future, future, future. And then they have the baby and nobody talks about how awesome it is. Once the baby comes, it's like there's a lot of it, or like new job. Yay, oh my gosh, the anticipation, or buy a new home. Anticipation, anticipation. Then the thing happens, whatever it is you're anticipating. And it's literally a blip in time. And then what? It's like all this
Right.
expectation is built around these big things. So the reason I say that is because my thinking has really shifted to it's not about that. None of it's about that stuff. It's about the moment, this right now. How
I
am I
was hoping
feeling?
you would go there. It's right
Yes,
now, and
it's
we're
right
not
now.
conditioned to be in the moment. And we're
Right.
not rewarded for being in the moment.
We're
Like,
not.
okay, you got all this stuff to do. Da, da, da. It's not just like, okay, what does your body feel like doing right now?
Yes.
It's like, well, not that, but I gotta do it.
Right. Exactly.
And in some cases, you do need to sort of like exercise is a good one to just force yourself because you will thank yourself. But other things, it's like, no, you shouldn't force yourself. And then, but
Right.
you're still pulled out of the moment.
You're still pulled out of the moment. And even with exercise, I will say certain things, yeah, you're right. Like there are times where it's like, oh, but I've learned too, even with that, when I've trained myself to, it's like the awesome feeling that I feel 10 minutes into a workout, and then the day long high that I have after that is like so worth it over the this much, oh God, rolling my eyes and like putting on the pants. But even in that, in those times, I remember not to think about, because I'm still futuring. I'm still like thinking about the thing I haven't done yet and how exhausting it's going to be. Instead of that, what I've learned to do, and I literally do this. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to commit to exercising, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my exercise clothes on because that feels really easy. I can do that. That's super easy. But I'm not going to promise to exercise. So I put my exercise clothes on and then I go back to my life and do my stuff. And then there comes a
You tell
point.
your Lululemons, just so you know, this is not
It's
any kind
no
of commitment.
guarantee. There's no guarantee
You're
here.
like, but we want to work out. You're like, I'm not going to commit to that.
Not
Okay. You just look
promising
good.
anything.
It's fine.
Yes. So, and what always happens every time if I do that, then I'll be doing my other thing and I'm forgetting about the exercise. But at some point, my body's like, oh, I want to exercise. And there's like a window of like, let's just do it. I'm like, oh my God, but I'm totally ready. I could just do it now. And then I jump into the exercise. I don't have to like go and get ready because I'm already ready. So
nice.
I've learned to
life like, hacks. Love it.
Yeah. I've learned to even with like, it's sort of jumping in the moment when you feel like doing the thing that maybe 95% of the time you don't feel like doing it, but that 5% you're like, I kind of want to do this. Do it then. Eat like a meal. I don't feel like cooking. Oh my God. But I'm going to be hungry in like 2 hours. And in this 10 minute window, I actually feel like cooking. Just do it now.
Yeah, quick.
And save it for when you're hungry. Cause then you'll, or whatever it is that you know, just allow yourself the flexibility to do the thing when you feel like doing it, if you have that flexibility. And I think we can all build our lives around that. And
I
that,
love this life tip. This is great. I never thought about being dressed for it, because part of it is, especially with long work days, people are in front of their computers. You know, you're sitting there and you've got whatever work clothes on. It's like, but if you had most of that outfit on, and it's like, okay, just quick do some stretches or some squats or something, you're way more likely if you're just ready for it.
You're just ready.
And
for
I never
it.
Even thought of that, because it's more of like, well, I'm already wearing this, whatever, I'll just keep writing. And then,
totally.
You know,
Yep.
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. That's a great tip.
I do this with my, by the way, I do this with my yoga equipment too. Like I'll lay the mat out. I'll set everything up. I'll do all, like, I'll get everything ready. But again, no commitment. I'm just like, it's just going to be ready
As
there.
You walk by, I am not committing.
Yeah,
Don't even
you're just
look at
gonna
me.
sit there. I
Do
get all the
not
clothes on.
Look that way. Don't look at me. Don't look at me directly. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
But also, I love that you're with the cooking, it's like listening to yourself for that inspo, that like, or any artistic thing like writing, because you and I write a lot and all stuff. It's like, okay, I don't really feel like it, but like, yeah, but you might. And if your computer is ready for you, like you have it open,
yeah,
it's charged, it's open, whatever. So you can always just be like, ooh, inspo. Huh?
Yes.
Like, you know, and it's 3 minutes, whatever, but you're ready. It's like, you're setting yourself up for the waves of probably the true self, where it's like, I would like to move, I would like to express myself, etc. And we're so good mentally, and I'm bringing this back around to the topic, we're so good mentally to like, no, you got to get this done, and we're not listening for that inspiration. But that mental fortitude, we're using it incorrectly. Because if we would use it for positive expectation or neutral expectation, or if we would use it for focus on the present moment or what we have, you know, like someone made a glass. I don't know how to make a glass. Yay. You know, like just, I mean, it's probably a factory, but you know, like it's really, well, yay, factories.
Somebody invented it though. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone invented, and for a while that stuff was great because it helped. Now it's a little crazy, but there was a period of time where, you know, yay stuff. So the point is like we have this mental skill, and it's like it's pointed where we don't want it to be pointed and not pointed where we want to. And the whole point of this podcast was the expectation and the perspective. And two people, same situation, different perspectives, different expectations. And the one who's going to thrive is the person who's likely directing their mind. And the one who's likely not thriving is not using their emotions and their habits, and their mind is not helping them get a different expectation or perspective. And so, again, it's sort of back to empower yourself, right?
Yes.
Like, okay, I have a choice. Like, I'm feeling crabby. Why? Because my brain is focused on not what's working. And therefore, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So what do people do though when they just can't break the habit?
I think this is where, again, like any habit in the, you know, in the physical world, what do we do when there's a habit in the physical? Like I bite my nails. I pick a habit, any habit, it takes conscious effort, and it just does, to redirect until you form a new habit. Because habits, we all know habits are easy. Once you're in the habit, it's super easy.
Yeah.
So if you know that and you trust that, you can create really great habits, and they're fun when they're great, when they work for you.
And when they don't,
Yeah.
And Cheeto dust on your couch. Yeah.
It's just that it's like that mount, you know, just kind of climbing the mountain part where you really do need to commit if that's what you want. And it doesn't have to be this massive thing. You know, I think, again, going back to this idea of celebrating the little wins is when you stay conscious and focused and you make a choice that may be a little more challenging because you're so used to doing it a different way. It could be challenging in that moment, but how proud of yourself are you going to feel when you make that choice that you know is better for you? And you can celebrate that. And that celebration releases some really great feelings that might get you to make that choice again the next time. And then the next time. And each time it gets easier because you're like, oh, I felt really good when I made it that first time. And then you're going to probably feel good again when you make it another time. And over time, it'll become a habit. Yeah. And it's great. I mean, it's, you know, it's like anything.
Where you're just feeling like you got to want it.
You got to want it.
You got to want it. Yeah. Like you can't just, you know, boop, I just wanted this to change magically. Like anything, it's a practice. Okay. So this was pretty, I'll say, like, it seems basic. Oh, what were you gonna say? Oh,
I had one more thing to add. I also wanted to kind of remind all of us that we chose to come here. We chose to be in this physical world. And we chose to, so remembering that and being really grateful and happy about that, because this is life can be super fun if we allow it. It just can be. And so I think remembering that and sort of taking on these challenges that, you know, whether they feel big or not big, can also help. Just, you know, remembering that, oh, I created this one habit and I want to step away from that. And, you know, again, I chose to be here. I chose, and I'm going to choose this next thing as well. So just remembering that everything is a choice, remembering that, and it's all for our benefit, all of it. So anyway, just.
That was exactly what I was going to say, is like, where's the spiritual aspect of this? Because of course we're flow-getter and, you know, spiritual goodness. So that sort of answered that question of where in this perspective is like, you came, your higher self or the wisdom of the universe or whatever, like there's a reason you're here. You came, you chose it. It doesn't have to be a big reason. It's just trying it out, trying out this whole thing. So maybe sometimes too, is if you're struggling, like sometimes I know when I'm struggling with something that's really real worldy and I'm just like, I cannot get over myself. If I go, okay, let's start at the top. Okay. There's the universe there's what we can perceive as the universe, but really that's far too simple for what probably really is the truth of all things beyond comprehension that we can't even think about. So I go, okay. And as many galaxies or as many grains of sand as there are on all the beaches of the world is as many galaxies as we have. That's not okay. A galaxy, you know how many millions of stars are in a galaxy? Like, it's insane.
Yeah, it's amount. Infinite. It's
infinite. It's like, so when I think about that, I'm like, okay, so you're worried about what now? You know,
perspective.
Like, yeah, it gives me perspective. Like, okay, so yeah, like I get it. You're here, and it's relative, and whatever. But if you pull up a little bit, you're like, you know, you should just be stoked, and you're here in this little gorgeous little meat bag for just a little bit of time. So it's time to, like, stop feeling sucked into this negativity and just kind of go, okay, I'm here. And I chose what I've chosen, and law of attraction has brought me more of what I'm emanating and all that kind of stuff. But it helps you get that perspective. And I think it changes your expectation, because you're like, well, I can't just be here to work at this dumb thing that I'm doing or do this, you know, whatever. Some people love their jobs, but for those that do not, you know, you're like, I'm a friend of mine worked at a huge retailer, and he's like, I wasn't born to just work at this, you know, said retailer. You know, like, that's not what my whole life is. I was like, that's a really good point. Like, because some days you're so in it, right? So if you kind of do the trillions of galaxies thing, you kind of go, okay, you're just here for a blip. So just, you know, try to get in the present, try to do your best to see what the positive things you can focus on. Even if there's nothing positive about the situation, there are positives, you know?
That's what I was going to say. I feel like there's always, you can always find something positive, even in the absolute worst scenario that I can possibly dream up. There, for me, kind of the way that I look at it is, everything is here to help me, period. I don't care what it is. Literally everything is here to help me. I'm here to learn. There's always a learning that can come out of every situation. Every situation.
I love that.
So I can't even imagine a situation that would be so bad that I couldn't find some golden nugget out of it. I can't. And it's just the way that I think. And I feel like if we could all remember that, then there's always something positive to focus on. You know, we've all experienced pain. We've all experienced trauma in some way, shape, or form. And I think most of us might be able to say that if we've kind of distanced ourselves enough, or we've been able to gain some perspective from whatever terrible experience we might have had, I would venture to guess most of us could see at least one or two magical things that came out of it.
And even if not, your hands work, your lungs work. I mean, it's basic.
Yeah.
Stuff. Like, did you go to the bathroom today without any assistance?
Yeah.
Celebrate that. Like, because there are people that, you know, can't.
Exactly. You know? Are you breathing on your own? And even if you can't, there's something else that you can do, you know, that even in a, like a, I exact, you're exactly right. There's something. And the point, and the reason we're saying this is because that's what you focus on, because that focus is going to drum up that gratitude and those feelings of those positive feelings that then create more goodness. And that's the whole idea of why are we talking about this topic, perspective? It's because, again, two exact same scenarios. One person could be focused on the 99% of the shit of it. And the other person could just see the 1% awesome in it. And if that's all they see, then for them, it's 100% awesome.
Yeah. Because you've brought up a really good point. The beholder is having a different experience. On the outside, you might be like, that's still horrible. But if they're like, look, I'm just staying connected to this, you know, like, the person is going to have a much better experience. And why wouldn't you do that? Even if it's not reality, so to speak, it's like, yeah, but they're still having a better experience than the person who's facing reality.
Right.
So a lot of times I want to be like, you know, I have this one thing in my chart that makes me like really practical and grounded. It's very annoying. And and sometimes I'm like, yes, but you have to face reality. And as we all know with Abraham Hicks, it's like, you do until you don't, right?
Right.
Like,
and how do you define reality is really the question.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah, and don't get me started on the quantum physics, okay? Because then that's a whole, we need to do that podcast.
Yes.
But the point is what's the reality? And the whole thing is that you're using the outside conditioning to tell you how you should think about something, which is a huge no-no, right? Like, you get to decide how you think about this. And like, oh yeah, this is super horrible. And I'm going to use this other thing as, and hopefully most people aren't experiencing horrible stuff, but like, let's say vastly annoying, you know, state of the world, job, whatever. I'm like, yeah, vastly annoying. And yet your arms work and you can do this or something, you know, like that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, like it really is like, you can move your body, you can talk on your phone with your friends, or I don't know, infinite stuff.
Infinite stuff. And like, how many times have you ever, we've all done this where someone tells a story or we read a news story, and I could go off on a whole tangent on, like, you're just saying, like, the outside world, like the media and how the media really does try to, I feel like 99%,
if it bleeds, it leads, as they
yes, tries to get those feelings and emotions that are just
Well, they're
un
generating strong emotion. And so our job is
yes
to generate opposite strong emotion that
yes
doesn't take us down.
exactly. Thank you. Okay, so how many times have you ever heard a story, read a story, a friend is telling you something, or family member, or you just whatever, and you're like, oh my God, that sounds horrible. And that's your perspective of what that person's experience might have been. But then the person themselves may have a completely different, have had an experience that was not at all what we might have imagined. And it's interesting because this has happened to me, when I can't tell you how many times when I have told people in the past, oh yeah, my mom passed away and this is how she passed away, tears from the other person. And I'm consoling them.
Yeah,
And
you're like, that's interesting.
now on one hand, I understand because they're experiencing this for the first time. They're like imagining what it must have been like that moment it happened, or I get it. So they have to have their moment. That's fine. But the flip side is like they haven't been through the 30 years or whatever that I've been through, and come to a point of not only like extreme gratitude, but like, I mean, really extreme gratitude for everything that happened in the way that it happened, and I think some people are like, how is that possible? But anyway, that's an example that, like, I think it's all about perspective and how you're looking at the same kind of experience or story.
Because someone who's gone through exactly what you went through could have a completely different way of their energy would be totally different. Their
Could be.
perspective, the words coming out of their mouth, their meaning, you're just, using all of it for peace and growth and joy and all, you're like, I'm using this, you're not going to let it use you, right? And that's, I think, what makes you stand out among a lot of people as well. It's certainly why we're close friends, is because you're so magical. But I think
I
it's
bet
something we
you.
can all strive for, is like, why are we letting ourselves get taken down by something when it's here? It was. How can you use it for you instead of against you? And
That's
we're
right.
conditioned to use things against ourselves too, right? It sells more things. Are you treating yourself horribly? You need this thing to help you stop treating it, it's a thing, right?
It's a
So
thing.
that strength you have is really important, I think, to for us to kind of grok off of, like, okay, yeah, how can I do that more each day? So I want to find out, what our listeners are doing to kind of keep that focus, because we all have our secret sauce. Like, oh, I'm really good at it if I make myself take breaks, or if I'm really good at it if I do this or that. Like you said, get your yoga pants on or do things that help you get in those better perspectives and better expectations. So of course, listeners, we'd love to hear from you on that, because I'm sure it's we can all use the melting pot of ideas. I'm like, oh my God, I never thought of putting my fabulous exercise pants on so that I'm ready to move, like, huge. So what will we learn from you? Give us your tips. Erica, any final thoughts on the perspectives, the expectations, any of all the things we talked about today?
final thought. I think that for me, the takeaway would be find the small things to be grateful for as often as you can. Just go there every time, because there always are. Oh my gosh, this water is purified and it's fantastic and I have plentiful, or water's plentiful where I live. Or I have food on the table and it's great. I have a home with heat, whatever it is that your situation allows for you to be grateful for. Be grateful for those things, because that's where it starts. And really, that's where it ends. That's where it starts and ends. Because all the big stuff
Well said.
that we tend to look outside of ourselves for, those big milestoney things, those will still happen. But if you're just focused on those things, it's like a fraction of a percentage of your life. And then you got to
It's
focus
gone.
on the all the little things, because that's what
And
life is made up of.
it will generate so much. I love that you said that. It will generate so much positive emotion, and positive emotion I want to have a whole other podcast on this. All Eric and I ever, P.S. everybody, all Eric and I ever want to talk about is law of attraction and emotions, basically. Totally. It's like our favorite thing. And you have emotion is the power. And if you can, if, okay, so like this water, we actually pay a lot of money to have pure water delivered. Like it's a lot. It's one thing I spend money on. Like I buy cheap clothes from Marshalls, but I will spend money on water.
That's awesome.
Right. And the reason, and like, and once a year, like I spend nothing on clothing and I'm like, all on the water. And I don't sit there and go taste it. And like when we travel out of town, water is all gross. I'm like, oh, this is so good. And it's like, if I really sat and thought about how good it is and how lucky I am that I can afford it and I do it and I have it and it can, it's available and it's not the apocalypse, like I have water. I'm like, I should be thrilled. I should be like, oh my God, so good. But we're just like, oh yeah, that's awesome. Okay, that's awesome. Awesome. I'm like, okay, that's good. It's a good start. But can you geek it up? Is kind of my yes. Like, okay, yes, all the little things. And now totally go for it. Like, I like to think if you can't do it, try to picture, do you ever watch those TV shows where people are like, oh my God, it's gorgeous. Do you just love this tile? You know, and they're like disgusting. And they're British usually. I don't know. It's like they're geeking on the littlest thing. And they're just like, it's so gorgeous. And I'm like, why don't I do that? You know, so if you're struggling with making yourself excited, just be a character and just freak out on like how amazing something is that's super simple and have some fun with it. You know, like if you can't quite get yourself to do it, just be like, okay, just, you know, yeah. That's one strategy for increasing that emotional volume. And the more positive emotional volume you have, universe, law of attraction, delivers. Everything's just going to. Yeah, it's
so true. Mm-hmm. It is a snowball effect. I guarantee it too, because it happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm. Where I'll like be writing, I'll be whatever, however, you know, if I'm in a good feeling state, it's like it's easier to feel gratitude for whatever it is, super simple things like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I 11:11. Oh my God, that's so cool. You know, celebrate that I just caught this, you know, on the clock or, you know, or whatever it is, just the little things that, or the song came on. Oh my God, it's like one of my favorite songs. And you sing along and then you feel good. And you can ride those waves. It doesn't have to end where the outside physical thing that sparked that ends. You can continue to ride that emotional wave if you choose to. So just remember that you don't depend so much on the outside world to get you there. It's really, you have full control over this right here. Ooh. You know, even if it means like, yeah, like dogs are awesome. Dogs bring joy, but yeah, whatever it is that like, just remember that it comes from in here and the outside world can help when you allow it to. And then you'll start to see as you continue to create a habit out of that awesome feeling, you'll start to see more things to just feel great about in the outside world.
Yes. But yeah. It'll be like a path of lucky charms everywhere. It's happened and it happens in reverse. This is why I know it works, is that it happens and I'm like, look at poop and poop and poop and poop. And then I'm like, and then more poop. It's like, oh. And then you're just like, okay, that's all me. And if you're I find when I'm getting in the positive mode, I'm like, yeah, you know, then it's just like leprechauns and rainbows and all the goodness. I'm like, all right.
Then it's unicorn poop. And that's
then you forget. Fun. Yeah. I had a friend visit in town and I was like, meow, meow, meow about something. And then I was like, you know what I just realized? I feel like I totally forgot. I can totally manifest this to be different. And we're like, oh yeah. Like sometimes you forget. It's like, you just completely forget that you have all the power. That's really the deal. Like you have all the power in so many ways and it's just getting yourself to go, oh yeah, duh. Yes. And not get sucked into the game. And the game's fun, but don't get sucked in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember it's a game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you're going to be fine. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I love things. It.
This is so fun. Okay. This was a great topic. I loved it. Of course, listeners, we want to hear everything. Go to flowgetter.com. Because it's awesome for a variety of reasons. And we'll see you next time, Erica. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.